Did Steve Jobs have to die when he did? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A debate has broken out on a remarkably sober website called Quora on whether Steve Jobs really had to die when he did. Ramzi Amri, who's described as a Harvard Medical School researcher and faculty member, posted that, based on his own cancer research, Jobs had a type of cancer which is rarely fatal if it's caught early. And his opinion is that Jobs would probably have beaten it if he hadn't spent so much time on what he calls alternative mumbo-jumbo. Amri says the type of tumor Jobs had can be effectively treated simply by cutting it out. But because Jobs had spent so much time dabbling with dietary treatments and other unconventional therapy, the tumor got out of control. When a writer at Gawker, who first noticed this blog, contacted Amri to verify who he was, and he is indeed a researcher at the Harvard Medical School, Amri emphasized that this was a personal opinion, since he doesn't have access to Jobs' medical records. But he also does not back down from his main point that his research shows tumors like the kind Steve Jobs had are rarely fatal. To quote his post, "Individual freedom of thought and choice is a cornerstone of our society. But there is no form of alternative medicine that has ever shown any efficacy towards treating this type of cancer, and the delay was tantamount to closing his eyes and wishing real hard that the cancer would go away." Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.